Danny West from HogSports.com. What's up, Danny?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Man, long time no talking. It's you know, I had to do an interview on Monday, I guess, with a national recruiting guy, and I felt lost. I did some research, and the whole time I was sitting there, I was thinking, you know, if only I had Danny West here to give me notes and help me through this thing, it'd be a lot better. But you know what? We've got you now, and it's time to talk some Hog recruiting. And first thing on tap, it's a big recruiting time. We've talked about that throughout the show today. But tell me what's going on with Chris Murphy as he's finally signing his financial aid agreement with the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, the financial aid agreement, first thing I want to say about that is it is not to be confused with the national letter of intent. Nothing has changed with the letter of intent. The financial aid agreement is basically a new rule that the NCAA passed around the first of this year that ultimately allows a December graduate such as Chris Murphy, Rafe Peavy, Jared Cornelius, guys who are committed to you, to go ahead and sign an agreement. It basically holds their spot for a scholarship. You know, it's really not a huge deal, but it does have some benefits for the kid. Like I said, it will hold their spot. If Chris goes out today and, you know, blows out a knee, God forbid, you know, he wouldn't have to worry about his scholarship being pulled. He's already signed that piece of paper that ensures he's going to have a spot. Now, for the coaching staff, there's a couple of advantages. One of them you saw today, Brett Bielema released a statement talking about Chris Murphy. He is allowed to do that now that Chris has signed that form. The other one would be an unlimited contact rule. Chris has signed, so now they can call him or text him any time of day with no violation to worry about. So just a couple of things there. It's really not a huge deal, but, you know, it helps a little bit.
Danny, and I know the last time the Hogs had a bye week, the guy decommits. And did anything like that happen out of the ordinary this week? And was it a successful week? Because Coach Bielema said it's going to be a big-time recruiting weekend, and I guess the last bye week you have, and now we're not going to a bowl game, so they'll be able to recruit a lot more then. But was it a good week?
Yeah, the staff spent a lot of time on the road last week. One day in particular, you had four coaches. I want to say Bielema, Partridge, Coach Tavor Johnson, and Randy Shannon were all in the state of Florida at one day in particular. So, you know, they went out to California. They've been up north to Minnesota. They've literally been all across the nation trying to recruit. As far as decommitments or anything like that, right now, you know, I hate to say this, knock on wood, I feel like all the guys they've got committed right now are pretty much locked in and will sign with Arkansas. I think they're still on board, still very much committed to the process. So I don't see anything like that happening, but, you know, I've been wrong before. But right now I feel pretty good about the group that they've got intact.
Any other in-state guys? I know you said they spent a lot of time out of the state, and Coach Bielema said, one of the first things, again, he said he wants to put a fence up around the state. Any other in-state guys that you see could possibly get an offer from the Razorbacks?
Well, I don't know about an offer, Matt, but they are looking at some guys as possible walk-ons, preferred walk-ons. I know Drew Smith, I believe, there at Russellville, tight end, big wide receiver kid. I think he's about 6'3", 220, something like that. He's a guy that's really getting a strong look, as well as Tyler Colquitt down at Pulaski Academy. He's kind of an undersized linebacker at about 5'10", but I've seen him play in person. That guy's all over the field, so they're looking at some guys like that. I know DeAndre Murray from up here at Springdale, in my opinion, a top five player in the state. They're taking a second look at him. You know, they kind of cooled on DeAndre there for a little while, but he's starting to come back on the radar a little bit. So there are a few to look at.
Danny West from HogSports.com joining us on Overtime. Danny, I got to ask you a question about this safety. Is his name Kai Hester? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Kai Hester.
He's from Wayne, New Jersey. Looks like he's got more than 20 scholarship offers, and seems like he's a player up at his high school right now. Is there any chance the Hogs are going to land him?
I do think there's a chance, RJ. I think, you know, he's a former Rutgers commit, and they lost three or four or five of their commitments last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that. Not sure what's going on at Rutgers right now, but Ty Hester is a guy, he's got a lot of offers, like you said. Michigan, you know, some big-time schools are trying to get him on campus for a visit. Arkansas has already locked him in for an official visit December 13th through the 15th. So, yeah, you're going to have a chance. I think they feel good about him. But then again, you've got a lot of schools to outdo. So we'll see what happens.
Let me ask you this, Danny. I see cornerback Raymond Wingo from St. Louis. Is that any relation to Ronnie Wingo?
Absolutely. Okay. Very close relation. Little brother. So it's actually Ramond. I didn't know that for several months. I was calling him Raymond, too. But yeah. Actually, Ramond Wingo, very speedy athlete. Arkansas likes him as an athlete. I don't know if they would want him at safety, corner, maybe some kickoff return, something like that. But just like his big brother, this guy can fly. And he'll also be here December 13th. So, yeah, he's very much related to Ronnie.
And is it 433-1037 is the number to call here? Because it seems like every time we have Danny on, we get a couple phone calls after Danny leaves about recruiting. So 433-1037 if you have a recruiting question, because sure enough, you know, Danny, somebody will ask us and then I forget, and so
and
hopefully
he's always
RJ,
gone. Yeah,
RJ won't forget.
Hey,
yeah.
What's the offensive line looking like for recruiting? You know, everybody's talked about Brett Bielema when he comes in. He gets these big offensive linemen to run his scheme. I mean, What's he recruiting right now as far as or has committed as far as the offensive line's concerned?
Yeah, right now you've got one commitment on the offensive line, Jovan Pruitt out of Dallas, Texas. I think he's as good as anyone out there. He's only a three-star on Rivals, but very good-looking kid. You're also very much in the mix for a guy like Frank Ragnow from Victoria, Minnesota. He's been here for an official already. Brian Wallace from St. Louis, another heavily recruited kid. He will be here December 6th, I believe. And then there's a few others that I think maybe they're trying to keep off the radar right now, possibly committed to other schools. But the one thing about Brett, he's always going to have some offensive linemen in his back pocket, like a Dan Skipper last year. You know, he came on the radar very late, and they were able to of course, get him to sign with Arkansas. So that's one position I would feel good about if I'm a fan. I feel like they're probably going to end up with another good group on the offensive line.
At wide receiver, it looks like Lewis from West Palm Beach. He's on the radar for the Hogs. Has offers from Auburn, Minnesota, NC State, and Penn State. How's it looking for him?
Yeah, he's expected to be here December 6th as well. I don't know if that's changed or not, but I would actually, just being honest with you, I'd be surprised to see Arkansas get him. I think they're in on some other guys like Adonis Jennings. I think he's a pretty good prospect for them out of New Jersey. Also another former Rutgers commit. Then you've got guys like Cameron Uter from Atlanta, Georgia. He just committed to Vanderbilt, but I would expect him to still give Arkansas a look. Rasheen Bronson, Johnny Dixon still in the mix. So they're still working on some guys. You've got three wide receiver commits already, and you really need one more. And the last one I feel like needs to be an immediate impact type guy. So we'll see if they can come up with one of those.
Are they looking at any running backs for this upcoming class? Because I say that with the thought of having Alex Collins and Jonathan Williams. Are they looking at any big-time running backs coming in for this next class?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you've got Juwan Day already committed. Yeah. Unfortunately, his season ended, I want to say, second, third game of the year this year with an ACL, but still committed there with Juwan. But Kevin Shorter out of Newton, Texas, he's actually DJ Dean's cousin. He lives with DJ's family there in Newton. Still very much a possibility for Arkansas, even though he's been committed to Texas for a few months now. Seems like every time Arkansas plays in Fayetteville, Kevin Shorter is making another unofficial visit up here. So I think there's still a lot of smoke there. We'll see if that thing turns into any fire.
Danny, you want to take some phone calls?
Absolutely.
Let's get Charles. He's in North Little Rock. What's up, Charles?
Okay. How many defensive linemen are they going to try to recruit?
Mr. Charles, they've already got a couple. They've got Jake Hall on the defensive end position. Then you've got Bijan Jackson from down in El Dorado, as well as Armand Watts from St. Louis. You're still probably wanting to take at least one more defensive tackle. Josh Frazier from up here, Springdale Harbor, is a very good possibility, in my opinion. I think, you know, even though it seems like Alabama might be out front for him right now, I think Arkansas still got some time to work on him and hopefully get him. Craig Evans from up in Wisconsin is another strong possibility. And then there might be one or two more that comes onto the radar. Demetrius Jackson from down in Florida. He's a cousin of Denver Kirkland. I feel like Arkansas is probably going to end up getting Demetrius come February, but he's still going to take his official in December. So I would look for them to take a couple of more defensive linemen before they're done.
James is in Little Rock. Welcome to Overtime, James.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, do y'all know anything about Josiah Weimer out of Springdale?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I like Josiah. Haven't caught up with him in the last couple of months, probably since the season started. He's got some pretty good offers. I think Tulsa, maybe UL Monroe has offered. But the thing about Weimer that I like, he's kind of in the in-between mode of being a big tight end or a small offensive guard. I feel like he could do both in college depending on where his body takes him. But he's a big guy, big, strong, physical guy. I remember this past spring I went and watched him in practice one day, just spring practice, and was really impressed with how he just gets after it. High motor guy, plays with a lot of physicality. I like him. I feel like he's probably going to end up at a pretty good Division I type school.
Hey, Danny, let me ask you, and I asked this national recruiting guy the other day, your best way to keep, you know, you're talking about guys in Florida and New Jersey and Texas. I mean, how do you keep up and stay in contact with these guys on a 24-hour time cycle? I mean, is Facebook and social media really your way of communicating with a lot of these guys?
Social media is a big part of it. Now, I'd be lying if I said I'd just go out and get all these kids' numbers. I work for Rivals, which is, in my opinion, the top dog in recruiting. But you know, we have that database where a writer in Arkansas can get a Josh Frazier's number. So I put it in the database, and we've got guys like that all across the country. So we've got access to a few things, being able to, you know, get in contact with kids. Social media, you nailed it, though. Twitter, I don't know what I would do without Twitter. I probably wouldn't have a job, to be honest with you.
That is great. Let's go back to the phones, and Dale's in North Little Rock. What's up, Dale?
Yeah, how's it going? I was wondering, are we recruiting any linebackers for next year?
Yes, sir, absolutely. You've got right now you've got Kalia Hackett out of Douglasville, Georgia. He's about 6'2", 205. Sounds small for a linebacker, and he is small. I think he's probably a project guy. He's going to take a couple of years to, you know, put on some much-needed weight and strength in the weight room. But then you've got Dwayne Eugene. This is a guy I really like right now. He's about 6'1", 220 out of Louisiana. I feel like he's probably a guy that can come in and play that wheel spot for you, possibly as a true freshman. We'll see. But then you've got some other guys that are still on the radar. Sharif Raheed out of Florida. Jimmy Swain from Kansas City. Quite a few guys they're still looking at. I would be surprised if they don't put out another few offers at the linebacker position, because obviously that's a pretty big weakness on this year's team and one that they really need to address in a hurry.
Danny West from HogSports.com joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. We've got about five more minutes with Danny, so if you want to get your phone calls in, 433-1037.
Live fan feedback, Danny. It says, Jim in North Little Rock, you recently posted that you feel the coaches will try to land another three D linemen. I don't know if he's saying three more D linemen to go with Watson Jackson. If the coaches miss on Evans, Thomas, and Frazier's, how do you feel about Kevin Bronsis, Demetrius Jackson, and Edgar Serenoid, there we go.
Yeah, right now I don't feel all that great about Serenoid. I think things have pretty much cooled with him. I actually removed him from my big red board earlier this week. But, you know, if you miss on Josh Frazier and Craig Evans and Solomon Thomas, who I think is probably going to end up at a Texas or Stanford as of right now, he is going to come in for an official visit before signing day, but I think he's kind of a long shot. But if you miss on those guys, like I said, I do feel good about Demetrius Jackson. I feel like you've really got to get either Josh Frazier or Craig Evans to call this a successful defensive line group. Bijan Jackson, of course, we know what he is. He's an elite type player. But, man, you've got to get one more to go with him, in my opinion. And you've spent so much time trying to get Craig Evans and Josh Frazier, you've got to come up with one of those.
We got to get some speed, too, Danny. I really hope some of the skill position players. I don't know if I remember the last time this a Razorback team like this didn't have really a lot of speed. Yeah. Like, I don't see a lot of speed out there on the field.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. We've talked about this before, Matt. You know, Corey McBride, Torrence Mosley, a couple of teammates down in Louisiana, these guys have that just straight-line speed and quickness that you look for. The question is, are they great football players? You know, you can be extremely fast. You know this, Matt, but I'm sure you've seen it a lot up here with other kids coming to Arkansas. But you can be extremely fast, but if you're not ready to play SEC football, you know, in year one, year two, what good are you doing, really? So hopefully one of those guys can come in and give them a little speed on the edge.
Let's head back to the phones as Brandon, he's in Girton. Brandon, welcome to overtime.
How you guys doing, guys? I was just wondering – Are the coaches hitting Texas pretty hard, being that's kind of the football mecca? And has anybody looked at Coach Bielema's recruiting ranking after they reevaluated, like we used to do with Petrino all the time? I'm just wondering what his rankings tend to be after 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, the first question, the state of Texas, I feel like is a priority for this staff. Last week during the bye week, you had coaches in there, I want to say like every other day of the week. I know they had two coaches in the Dallas area last Friday for games, went down and did some evaluations. So they're trying to get back in Texas. I think that's a very smart move. Obviously, a lot of talent to be had down there. So I think they will be making a push in Texas. And then as far as Brett Bielema, his recruiting ranking, and this is why he always says, you know, I don't care about your recruiting rankings, no offense. I'm going to recruit kids that I think can play. This is the reason why. His average recruiting class at Wisconsin was, I think, 48th in the country. He never had, you know, these high-ranked top 15 type classes, yet he won 3 Big Ten championships. So he's kind of he's got a leg to stand on when he says things like that, in my opinion.
Definitely knows what he's talking about when it comes to recruiting. Jerry is at Camp Robinson. What's up, Jerry?
Not much. Just wanted to find out if we were doing – are looking at any JC transfers, either for quarterback or for receiver?
Right now, I don't see that as a possibility. You know, you had 2 junior college commitments in Jermaine Illuminor and Quishy Brown. Both of those guys decommitted from you, and the word I get is Arkansas does not plan on replacing those guys with other junior college guys. Now, you may see 1 or 2 in this class. I'm really not sure, but I wouldn't expect a whole lot of junior college flavor in this year's class, especially at the quarterback or wide receiver position. Really just not a lot of guys on the radar right there as of today.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I guess it was 2 questions ago talking about his Coach Bielema's past rankings. Now, does he go out – is he a guy that goes out usually and tries to get a couple of JUCO guys, or does he stay more with the high school kids?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's been extreme, you know, either way. I think he's had about as many junior college players in his career as your average head coach. I don't think he's, you know, Bill Snyder, for a guy that pretty much grew up under Bill Snyder and his coaching tree, you really don't see him using the junior college rankings quite as much as some of those other coaches. But, yeah, he's had quite a few, just like any other coach.
Let's take a few more phone calls before we have to hit the break. Kevin is in North Little Rock. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, guys? How are y'all doing today?
Doing well.
Wonderful. Hey, Dan, quick question. I don't know if you remember. Who was the big time, I don't know if it was official visit or unofficial visit, that came to the very first game in Fayetteville against Lafayette?
I'm going to have to look back here real quick. I apologize. I remember there were quite a few. I think Kevin Shorter was at that game. I want to say Sharif Raheed, the linebacker out of Florida, was up here for that weekend. But I think that was the only 2 that come to mind off the top of my head.
What about, is it Ragnow, an offensive tackle, that is saying that Florida State's likely in the lead for him? What's our chances with him?
Yeah, I think you still got a pretty good chance with Frank. He was down here a couple of weeks ago, November 1st, I want to say. At Florida State, obviously, with what they've got going on right now, they're going to be tough to beat. I will say that Frank was supposed to be at Florida State last weekend. It kind of sucked for him, but I think it helped Arkansas that he was not able to make that trip because he got the flu or got real sick or something. Hopefully he's doing better, but I don't know. Florida State, with what they've got going on right now, it's just going to be tough for Arkansas. But yeah. Arkansas is still very much at the top.
Danny West from hogsports.com. Man, you can join us every Thursday with Danny. You can find out all his stuff at hogsports.com. Danny, it's been a great time with you. And you can follow Danny on Twitter, his favorite entity, Danny West 1.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Bye-bye.